Seventh story is called The Fat Cat. Tell this story to anyone that likes to repeat a series of images and tell it together with the listeners. Telling the story well is all down to the rhythm of the storyteller.
An old woman was stirring the pot of porridge when her neighbour called her out for a chat. The old woman told the cat to stir the pot while she was out talking to the neighbour. When she got back, the cat had eaten the porridge and the pot. "Where is the porridge and the pot? What have you done?" the old woman asked the cat. "I have been eating the porridge and the pot," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate the old woman. The cat left the house, walked out into the alley, and met Tatty Shoe. Tatty Shoe said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I've been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate Tatty Shoe. The cat walked into the road and met Shiny Shoe. Shiny Shoe said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I've been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate Shiny Shoe. The cat met a priest with a crooked walking stick. The priest said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I have been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe and Shiny Shoe," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate the priest. The cat walked out of the village. In a tree by the road, he met five birds in a flock. The birds flew down from the tree and said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I have been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe and Shiny Shoe and a priest with a walking stick," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate the five birds in a flock. The cat came to a lake and met seven dancers. The dancers said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I've been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe and Shiny Shoe and a priest with a stick and five birds in a flock," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate the seven dancers. The cat walked into a forest and met a lady with a white tail. The lady said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I have been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe and Shiny Shoe and a priest with a stick and five birds in a flock and seven dancers by a lake," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." And the cat ate the lady with the white tail. The cat walked further into the forest and met a woodcutter cutting wood. The woodcutter said, "You look very fat, cat. What have you been eating?" "I have been eating the porridge and the pot and the old woman and Tatty Shoe and Shiny Shoe and a priest with a stick and five birds in a flock and seven dancers by a lake and a lady with a white tail," said the cat, "and now I'm going to eat you." "No, you won't," said the woodcutter. And he took his axe and cut the cat in half. Out from the cat came a lady with a tail, seven dancers from a lake, five birds in a flock, a priest with a stick, Shiny Shoe so shiny, Tatty Shoe so tatty, and the old woman, the pot and the porridge. The old woman shook her head once, went home and cooked the porridge.